Welcome to VoiceOver Experts, brought to you by Voices.com, the number one voiceover marketplace. VoiceOver Experts brings you tips, pearls of wisdom, and techniques from top instructors, authors, and performers in the field of voiceover. Join us each week to discover tricks of the trade that will help you to develop your craft and prosper as a career voiceover talent. It's never been easier to learn, perform, and succeed from the privacy of your own home, at your own pace. This is truly an education you won't find anywhere else. Now for our special guest.
My name is Ellie Devers. I'm the co-founder and voiceover coach at AP Voices in New York City with my partner, Frank Piazza. Please visit our site at www.apvoices.com. I also work independently as a coach nationally and internationally and can be reached for voiceover coaching via phone or Skype at soundstrue.nyc. Today's topic is all about techniques involved with voiceover acting. A common misconception about voiceover is that the work is all about the sound of your voice. And while it is useful to have an interesting voice, it is what you do with your voice that gets you the job. That is why Academy Award-winning actors are great at voiceovers. You don't have to be an actor to do voiceover work, but acting technique is invaluable when stepping up to the mic. When working on voiceover, it is important to work from the inside out instead of the outside in. What I mean by that is you want to ask yourself some key questions when working on copy. The who, what, why, and where questions apply when approaching a script. Think of how your voice naturally changes depending on who you are talking to. Are you talking to a man, a woman, a child? Is a person a friend, a coworker, a love? What are you saying to them? What is the content of the script? Reading pharmaceutical ads is going to have a different tone than a spot for perfume. Why are you saying what you're saying? Are you trying to convince them, seduce them, inspire them? It's always important to know your intention when speaking. Where are you? In reality, you're at a mic, looking at a script and reading. However, you never want to sound like you're reading a script. You want to be communicating with a listener. Your voice to one ear. That requires a connected, intimate sound so that people really feel communicated with. That's where the who, what, why, and where comes in. Let's take a specific example and apply this technique. Let's say you get hired to voice a children's audiobook. Firstly, who is the child you're reading to? It's always better to be specific. So it can be your own child or a niece or nephew or even a neighbor's child, just as long as it's someone you know. Again, always try to be specific. That will ground you in reality and make you more interesting to listen to. What are you saying? This is the content of the material. Why are you telling this children's story? Is it to calm, to comfort, to entertain? Knowing your intention while speaking is essential for good storytelling. Where are you? In this case, it could be a bedroom, right before bedtime, telling a child you know his or her favorite bedtime story. The more specific, the better. Voiceover is one of the most challenging but creative and rewarding art forms out there because in the end, it's just you communicating everything through your voice. In a play, you have the benefit of a stage, a set, someone else's eyes to look into, and you can move around. When you begin to voice your job, it is up to you to create all those things. You've got to create the who, what, why, and where. That's your homework. You get your tips from the script on how to start, but it's up to you to personalize it. Another important acting technique to make your script come alive is being aware of the moment before. What this means is that it is useful to create life before you begin speaking. For instance, when you begin reading a script, it can sound stilted as opposed to imagining someone has asked you something right before you speak, and you're speaking in response to something that has happened right before. This is a good way to kick off the beginning of your script. It will help you sound more natural and conversational. I want to end with a story about personalizing your script. The time was right after 9/11 in New York. It was a very emotional time in the city. I was hired to do an in-house industrial for the employees of International Paper. During the session, the client was asking me to sound like I had a deep respect for the company, and I was trying to find the appropriate level of admiration for these employees, when all of a sudden, I thought of the firemen that went into the burning buildings to save strangers' lives. I was flooded with a feeling of enormous reverence for the firemen and tapped into that feeling and used it to convey respect for International Paper. It worked. That is just one example of taking something that has meaning for you to make any script you're working on resonate with you so you can communicate the truth within yourself while reading someone else's words. Voiceover is voice acting. With the appropriate tools, you can turn any script into a memorable audition that will assist you in getting the job. My name is Ellie Devers, and I am the co-founder of AP Voices in New York City. You can visit our site at www.apvoices.com or call us at 212-873-8772. You can also contact me at soundstrue.nyc for phone and or Skype sessions nationally and internationally. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more about the special guest featured in this Voices.com podcast, visit the VoiceOver Experts show notes at podcasts.voices.com/voiceoverexperts. Remember to stay subscribed. If you're a first-time listener, you can subscribe for free to this podcast in the Apple iTunes podcast directory or by visiting podcasts.voices.com. To start your voiceover career online, go to voices.com and register for Voice Talent Membership today.